BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Iraqi forces say that they've taken control of roads and oil installations from Kurdish fighters near the disputed city of Kirkuk. Iraq's Joint Operations Command, which groups all pro-government forces, said that what it called a major operation to restore security in Kirkuk was making progress. A spokesperson for the Kurdish president accused Iraqi forces of launching a war against the Kurds. Election officials in Venezuela say the Socialist Party of President Nicolas Maduro has won a crushing victory in polls to choose governors for the country's 23 states. The National Elections Council said the Socialists had won 17 governorships, while the opposition Democratic Unity Coalition took 5. Opposition leaders have alleged fraud. European Union foreign ministers are meeting today with an aim to agree on a package of new sanctions against North Korea. The measures will include reducing the amount of money that North Koreans working abroad will be able to send home. Much of the hard currency is thought to support Pyongyang's nuclear program. The leader of the Spanish region of Catalonia has just over an hour to clarify to Madrid whether or not he has declared independence. Carles Puigdemont made a symbolic declaration 6 days ago, only to suspend its implementation seconds later and call for negotiations. The Spanish Prime Minister gave Mr. Puigdemont the deadline of today to explain his statement. Officials in Portugal and northern Spain say at least 8 people have been killed by wildfires. About 6,000 firefighters and soldiers have been deployed to tackle blazes across Portugal and in the Spanish region of Galicia. Aboriginal wildlife rangers have made a rare sighting of one of Australia's most mysterious birds. The night parrot, which is sacred to the country's indigenous peoples, had long been thought to be extinct until one was spotted in 2013. BBC News.